B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is nice.
This is very nice.
We get to do our own little podcast. This is, I'm Nick, intern Nick. They call me Viking or the Viking here.
Yeah, I'm just Jack. I'm too scared to get a nickname because I feel like it's going to be really stupid.
No, it's all right. They'll probably give you a cool nickname.
I don't think so.
So this is something I think is pretty cool, pretty new. We get to do our own little podcast today, just kind of like an introduction of us, who we are, what we do around here. And I like it. I always thought podcasting was cool. So, yeah. What about you? You a podcast guy?
Yeah, I'm on board with podcasting. I did one for a little while. I was running like book reviews, you know, just like a quick little 5-10 minute overlook. That's really just helped my conversational speaking skills because I sound like a robot when I talk to my friends.
Right. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, and I do my own little one at home with a good buddy of mine. So when they said, hey, you guys are going to do a podcast today, I got really excited. I was like, oh, cool, sweet, let's do it. So I guess we'll just kind of tell people about ourselves. I'm sorry, it's still early. And
it's very early.
I'll let you go first.
Well, I think it's been earlier for me because I've been up since 3. I got an hour drive to get in here.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Well, my name's Jack. I'm a student at Connecticut School of Broadcasting and started my internship here, a couple weeks ago now?
I think started the same week I did.
Yeah, it's been, I lost track, actually. It all bleeds together. But no, it's been pretty cool so far. We do a lot of audio editing, show prep, kind of some cool stuff. Been on the air once. We've also had a couple of, you know, little incidents, like moved offices one day and none of the equipment was set up. All the computers were down, all the, you know, desks were taken apart and everything. So guess who got to fix all that and set everything up again?
Yeah.
Yeah, us too.
So that's Jack. Again, I am Nick. They call me Viking or the Viking because of my beard and my love of Vikings. And I started about the same week Jack did. And let's see, I am a Gaston College student for broadcast and production technology. I actually graduate this year. So I'm looking forward to that. And I started the internship. I was very excited. Still am excited. You know, the getting up at 4 a.m. isn't really the best part, but it's something I can do once I'm up. Moving around, I'm somewhat good to go. I'll still crash when I get home and take a nap. But, yeah, like you said about the office thing, one day, I think this was a couple weeks after we started, we had to move to a new office. And so I just remember I was like, yeah, I'll help you guys out. You know, I'm trying to be the...
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
It went. It went. Move all the desks and everything, and then that sucked because you had to take some of it apart.
Oh, dude, that took me almost an hour because, like, the little key wouldn't turn more than, like, an inch at a time because of the way it fit in there.
So we had to move that in there. We got all of that. And then the same day, the computers weren't working. Excuse me. So it was very, very slow day. And but I've been on air a couple times. My second day interning, they wanted me to come on air because they were talking about a subject about women who find men with facial hair a little more attractive. Like most women prefer men with kind of facial hair. So they're like, oh, hey, you got a beard. You want to come in and get all on the air? I was like, yeah.
And you know, now they're talking about how you might have to shave it off to keep from getting the coronavirus.
No, that was handlebar mustaches and soul patches.
I think it was everything. No, I think they just used that as an example.
No.
I think we should shave you. No. I don't want to get the coronavirus. I'm a DJ. I have to be able to talk. You know, my lung capacity's got to be good.
I mean, I'll trim it, but this beard isn't going anywhere. I'll lose my nickname. The Viking will no longer be around until it grows back.
I mean, there's probably shaved Vikings, you know.
I don't know, man.
I mean, maybe they were like the boat crew they helped build, you know.
Maybe.
Probably weren't very respected Vikings.
You know? No. They were probably just like, yeah, go get that, go get this.
Still a Viking, though.
They were the interns.
They were the interns of the Viking ship.
Yeah, that's the interns of the Vikings. But
I mean, that's where you'd have to start anyway. You know,
you got to start somewhere. So, yeah, I've been on air a couple times, which I love. That's actually my goal, is to get to the point to where I can be on a morning show. I want to be behind the microphone, like right now, what we're doing on air, on a morning show with, I don't know, two, three other people or one other person, that's my goal.
Definitely want to be on air. But I don't think a morning show is going to work out for me because, you know, like I said, getting up at 4 in the morning is kind of a pain, just a little bit.
It is, but for me, I get used to it. I mean, like I said, once I'm up and moving, I can somewhat stay going, but once I get home, I can force myself,
but I hate it. I was in the military 4 years, 5 o'clock mornings, four o'clock mornings, never got used to it, not once.
You guys had crazy schedules. I wouldn't know, but my dad was in the military, and I just, the stories I've heard about it. Like, honestly, this is going to be weird. I've always wanted to try MREs.
I thought they were good for, like, the first couple months. And then after I lived on them throughout infantry school, I just, like, they started making me nauseous. I couldn't eat them anymore.
Yeah, because it was mostly, it didn't really matter if it tasted good or not. It was just something to eat. It was something to fuel you.
Yeah, it was all we ate for a little while.
Yeah, that was really all you guys had. It's like, it's better than nothing.
No, I remember one day I woke up and I had like, it was like a sausage biscuit breakfast. And it was completely plastics. But I mean, that's what it was supposed to. It was packaged as like a sausage breakfast biscuit. Yeah. And I started to eat it and I just threw up everywhere. I was like, oh yeah, I guess I'm done with these. I can't do it anymore.
Dang, man. Dang, that's so... Continuing with that, you said 4 years. What Marines?
Yeah, infantry. Okay. Yeah. Now that internship lasted like a year and a half, 2 years almost. Because I mean, when you're the new guy, you're getting hazed, getting bossed around.
You're the new private. Everybody's got to do something.
Burpees in the shower at 3 a.m. and a gas mask with bleach being thrown on you, kind of deal. So
you guys hearing it here first. You're hearing behind the scenes.
This internship's a lot better. They don't do that to me here.
Yeah, and not now.
No.
Not yet. They're listening to this and be like, hey, I got an idea.
We've got a plan for what we're going to do to you, though.
Yeah, me?
No.
Oh.
What you talking? No.
I was like, wait, what?
Of course not. No.
I was like, what?
I shave your beard.
Oh. That's the ultimate torture right there. That is the ultimate. Okay, so 4 years in the Marines. Anything in particular you said infantry?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. My dad was he was a U.S. Army Ranger. He was
nice.
He was infantry, airborne.
Yeah.
So since I was a kid, I would just love just hearing the stories like, oh, what did you, you know, what'd you do with this? What'd you do with that? What was it like this? How many guns did you shoot? Blah, 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 blah. And still to this day, I'll still enjoy hearing stories about it. But there was actually a moment where I was in high school. I think it was in my sophomore year. I was actually at my school, East Gas, and we had a Marines ROTC. I was actually in it. And I was there for, let's see, 1 year and then half a year. It was like half of my junior year, just like one semester.
Right.
So at some point, I thought to myself, you know,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I think I had a thought of possibly being in the military. But I had to sit down and think on that because I was like, I look at myself and I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm cut out for it. Try to get back on track here.
What is our track? We don't have a track.
We just talk about what we thought about the internship, kind of an icebreaker, introduce ourselves. So far, so good. So far, so good.
I mean, it could be worse.
No, I mean, don't.
I could have shared details about, you know, some of the hazing that we did. You know, I didn't do it. I refrained.
The only problem I have is just the 4 a.m. part. That part, because sometimes, you know, I'll get up and I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. Right. I'll look at my bed before I leave. I'm like, it's okay. I'll be back.
I almost didn't do it today. I woke up. I was like, okay, 5 more minutes. I started drifting off. I was like, no. I'm not going to wake up again. I'm not going to do it.
I just get up in the morning. And I move. I got to take a shower. And I'm like, all right, let's go.
Oh, I don't shower in the morning. Nuh-uh. You can barely get me to get my shoes on that early. I have to do everything.
I get up. I already have my clothes laid out. Like, I'm back in school. I'm like, let's go. I got to get up. I got to move. So there's that.
Well, I'm on a, like a semi, like I work days and night shifts. So like my schedule is back and forth. And I realized I had a messed up schedule when I went to the gas station getting off work, which I usually go on the way to the radio station here.
Right.
And there's like a certain cashier there. And I got off work the other night and I went in and I'm just kind of like not really thinking about it, but I kind of figured there's somebody would be somebody else in there. No, it's the same lady. And I realized, no, I get off work the same time I get up for work on other days.
Right.
Like this.
Right.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Man. Let's see. What else? I kind of went off track there for a second. My brain just went off. Again, it's early.
I slept in my car this week. It's not really an introduction, but I want to get it off my chest.
Tell
as many people as I can.
Get it off your chest, man.
No, so I bought a car from CarMax not too long ago. It was like two and a half months ago. And I keep having the same problems with it. I keep bringing it in. And one of them is the ignition switch. And I took it in. They're like, oh, well, it didn't do that problem for us. There must not be anything wrong with it. Like, man, come on. That's nonsense. Like, I'm telling you, it doesn't turn most of the time. Like, well, are you sure you're putting the key in all the way?
Yeah.
Like, listen, I know I'm not the smartest crayon in the box, but, like, I'm not that dumb. Like,
yeah.
I
can put not a, the sharpest a key in. One in the pencil holder.
Anyway, I got off work the other night, and I went to start it, and it wouldn't turn at all. You know, it's like 3:30, 4 in the morning. But at that point, I can't, like, get anywhere. I live an hour away from where I work.
God bless.
So I slept in there, and they still tried to tell me there wasn't anything wrong with the car. Ooh. I don't cuss people out very often, but that was that dealership that day.
Yeah, you brought Armageddon down on them. So, starting the internship, I already knew about, you know, I knew the station, I knew the show, the, you know, Manny, Roy, and Loren. I knew what they did.
Yeah.
And so, because a friend of mine, she recommended me to do this. She recommended the station or the station to intern for me because she was here. So I was like, yeah, sure, why not? You know, I know the show. And it was funny, when I come down for the interview, I'm not in a suit dressed up, but I'm wearing like, you know, I'm wearing like a button-down shirt.
Yeah, same.
You know,
I did the same thing.
I'm trying to make myself look somewhat professional. And we met executive producer Nicole for it. And I come up here, I was almost late. I was freaking out because the parking garage, when I first got here, I didn't know the building. This was the building. I didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
So I'm in the parking garage and I'm just doing circles.
I don't
know where to park because all the spots I see reserved. Because it was around 10. So this is when a lot of people are in there parked, taking up most of the spots. So I'm freaking out. And I just go on the second level, I got a spot, and I'm like quickly jogging, down, and I go to the outside of it, and I'm trying to open the door with the blacked out windows, and it's not opening, and I don't know where to go, so I end up calling the front desk, and they had to direct me how to get there. I went up the elevator, I saw Nicole, and I was like, oh God, I'm a minute late, this is bad. And we walked into the studio where they, you know, Manny, Roy, and Loren are at. We walked in there, just me and her, and she's all laid back and everything. And I was like, oh, this is going much different than I thought. Okay.
Yeah, right.
And then she's just asking me a little bit about it. And close to the end, she's pretty much, you know, oh, you know, you pretty much got it. Just make sure you have, you know, someone at the school, email, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool. Thank you. And I get in the car, and I'm like, oh, my God, that was not what I expected interview-wise, but it still went well. And then, was that the same for you?
Yeah, actually, I think I circled this like little complex about 10 or 11 times.
It was tricky.
I couldn't figure out how to get in. Like, I saw the media sign, but like I couldn't, like, I looked through the door where the elevator is, but there's, like, it's not obvious that this is where you go to.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I went to that the restaurant right over here. I was like, hey,
Where am I? Yeah, because I'm not too familiar with Charlotte.
Yeah, they didn't speak English, so they couldn't help me.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then my first day, I was like, all right, let's do this. I was a little nervous, I'm not going to lie. And then when I met...
I was too tired to be nervous.
Yeah. it was different for me to get up at 4, you know, because usually for work, I get up at 6. So it was like, well, it's 2 hours earlier, shouldn't be too bad. No, it was bad.
Uh-huh.
I got up and I was like, whoa, okay. And I was like, I gotta do this. I that week I had gotten me like a 4-pack of those like Starbucks double shot cans of like coffee. So I was just chugging that on the way here. And then once we started, when I met Manny, Roy, and Loren, I was like, all right, this is it. I get to meet these guys. And it wasn't, I didn't expect anything less. They were pretty much the way I imagined them. They were like, they're cool. They're really cool people. It's like, hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, they really were.
So they were really cool. At first, I thought Roy, when I met him, he seemed really serious. But I was like, it's early in the morning. So I could kind of see it, but no, but it they're all cool. And then eventually, at some point, they were just like, you know what? They noticed my Viking ring. That's where the
Wayfinder.
Yeah, the Wayfinder. And then they were like, you know, you like Vikings, man? Because at first, they were like, the beard, I can kind of see it. It's like an Abraham type thing. And then when I explained the ring and my love for Vikings, they're like, you know what? No, we'll just call you Viking. Let's do it. And they had me in there talking about it for like at one point, and I thought that was cool. So I got this cool nickname now.
Works.
Yeah. 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 We still gotta find one for you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea.
We'll call you Marine Jack.
No. That sounds dumb.
No?
That sounds stupid.
No? He's so serious right now. He's so serious right now.
I don't really have anything like that goes with me. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not just Vikings, but Vikings is one. I like that. I mean, as you can tell from my tattoos, I'm big into, like, Japanese and Chinese, dirty knees, look at these, culture. So, which, I mean, I understand is funny to see, oh, you're a white guy with a Chinese symbol tattoo. That's so basic of you. But whatever. Man, I mean, I like it.
I wear my Irish hat a lot, you know, forward with clover.
There you go.
You know, like I actually stole that from somebody, though, so awesome. I don't know if I can claim it.
Thief Jack, that's your new name.
Well, it was my last day bouncing at the club that I was at. They had just hired me as full-time DJ, so I had one more day as a bouncer there, and I'm like, cool, I can make it out. Like, it's going to be all good. And this dude started to fight with me, so like when I threw him out, he wouldn't leave, so I had to knock him out. And when I hit him, the hat flew off of his head.
So this man, Fight Club Jack.
Yeah, no, like I picked him up at a chokehold and dragged him out by his neck past our HR rep and our GM, and they were both looking at me like, what's going on? I'm like, he's being a
John
tool.
Wick.
Like, I don't know what to say.
John Wick Jack. Jack Wick.
And I walked back in like, do you want this hat? I'm like, no. Well, actually, yeah, no, it's kind of a war trophy. I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go. He took something. Jack Sticky Fingers. I'm coming up with all these names. Hopefully, they'll take some of these in consideration.
Sticky Fingers gives the wrong impression. I mean, it's accurate. I eat a lot of candy bars.
No, I think it's more Sticky Fingers. Well, there's also the Sticky Fingers. He's a member of this hip-hop group from the 90s, Onyx. But when I think of that artist. I think it deals with more with like theft or something. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to be associated as a thief.
Well,
I mean,
you took a hat.
He called me something I can't say
on air. Yeah, I got you. No, it's all right. You're a bouncer. It was your job. It's what you got to do. Well, that pretty much wraps up this episode. Well, I don't know if I'd call it. Would we call it an episode?
I think it's an episode, yeah.
An episode, yeah. We'll wrap up this episode of this intern podcast with
the pilot podcast.
Yeah, with the Viking and you got to say your name.
Me. This guy.
Jack.
The one and only.
Yeah. With Jack. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.